This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast in my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. And, as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That includes our FedEx, our UPS, our mail haulers, hauling the bulk mail to the post offices and beyond, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, hello to our Amazon warehouse workers. Hello to our Amazon drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Don't forget, you'll find us on MeWe, you'll find us on Parler, Gab, Getter, Truth Social, Twitter. We're there as the same in all cases, Captain's America, Captain throw an S in the middle, America all lowercase. Now, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go there and you can talk to us either via the Internet. There's a message way to send us a message over there, or you can give us a call at 877-969-8600. And joining us right now from the great state of California, where the milk is blue and the honey is blue and so isn't Gavin Newsom, too. I don't mean to pull it out of all that. All right, but anyway, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. And good morning to everybody out there.
They won't be there long. It's now back down to 48 degrees on the outside deck out there, so, and there's a little bit of a wind. It'll be gusting up to 18 miles an hour here out of the northeast, so they're not going to like that very much, so there you go. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we, of course, remind everybody about those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about the JFK assassination.
That's true.
What do you remember about the investigation? What do you remember?
Well, after the assassination occurred, of course, there was a commission put together by President Johnson called, of all things, the Warren Commission, because of Chief Justice Warren
being in charge
at that time. That's right.
Yep.
And so they concluded, according to their investigations and so forth, that that it was Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone, shooting the president, sad to say, because I think everybody admired John Kennedy so much. that he acted alone, shooting from the school book depository building there in Dallas on that day in November 1963.
Well, it was at least a huge intelligence failure, if nothing else, because the CIA seems to be doing a little backtracking. Why would the release of files from the 60s put us in danger today? Now, I don't know why they're doing that, but Glenn Beck has jumped into this with both feet. And he said on his radio program that for the first time in his life, he's not so sure that Lee Harvey Oswald was working alone.
Well, about almost 30 years ago now, remember Oliver Stone created his film called JFK,
yep.
Which sort of consolidated a lot of these, even at that time, again, this is almost 30 years ago, the notions of what could have happened, some of the things that were known to have been at the time, some of the inconsistencies and so forth. So he made quite an interesting film, and it was roundly criticized at that time as well by a lot of the powers that be. But, of course, the notion of conspiracy, even at that time, and certainly back in the 1960s or early 70s, I think when they began to find out that there were other, for example, there was a recording of a microphone on one of the motor cop motorcycles, right?
Yeah.
That may have recorded another shot or an echo or something like that. So all these things go together, and there's more questions than answers when it comes to the assassination of John Kennedy.
Well, that's true. And the other thing is Jim Garrison, who was the district attorney who was investigating that from another jurisdiction altogether, put a lot of things together, and they didn't dead end. They didn't go to a dead end. He just got to a certain point, and it, like, stopped because witnesses were disappearing or somebody got killed or whatever the situation was. Remember all that?
Well, exactly right. And there are all kinds of different theories, documentaries. There's the idea of the grassy knoll that we've heard about. There's, and, of course, a lot of these captains, because of the Zapruder film, exists. If that didn't exist, I think a lot of these conspiracy theories would have been shot down. But that film raises a lot of questions.
All righty. Hold that thought, Kyle. And folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I have it on good authority. We might have a message from Santa here right after this break. So we'll see what's going on here. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from me, Santa.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from me, Santa!
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and we have Kyle Warren, my sidekick, with us here. And we'll be right back with more after I tell you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I have been taking religiously every day for 9 years, and I take it because of the problems I have. And then on top of everything else, when it gets cold like this, my arthritis kicks up. Now, the reason for that is because of the injuries that I've sustained, and that's what happens later in life. You wind up with arthritis or bursitis or rheumatism or something. And I wound up with arthritis, and I just have to cope with it as best I can. But I cope with it by using Relief Factor. And the reason I do that is because the all-natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, lycopene, and omega-3, help my body to support its natural response to inflammation, to swelling, and to pain. And this will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free, no drugs in this at all. And it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it started. That's it, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and away you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have a caller on the line who wants to talk to us about the Kennedy assassination. He has a relative, I believe he said his wife, who worked there. So we're going to find out what this is all about. Good morning, sir. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
All right.
My name's Roy.
All right, Roy. What can we help you with? What do you want to tell us?
I want to tell you, my wife was the secretary of Texas School Book Depository. all the employees were out at the curb to watch the president drive by. He had to make a left-hand turn to go down the hill in front of the school book depository. Oswald was the only one that was left inside the building. His shot wounded the man in the car. If they checked the bullet from his rifle, they would have known that. But they did not. And if the Magruder film shows Kennedy's wife pulling his brains in off the trunk of the car where he got shot in the face and blew out the back of his head,
mm-hmm.
the shot didn't come from the building that killed Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Why has nobody ever said anything about that before? Where do you suppose they're hiding?
They talk about the grassy knoll, and the bullet yes. did come from the front part. They don't know where it come from for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about the gutters. They talked about the grassy knoll.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know anything else.
Now, these files...
But they did make...
Go ahead.
They did make the hospital give a different report on the condition of Kennedy mm-hmm. than what actually was showing them up.
Mm-hmm. Now, these files were supposed to have been released already. They haven't been. And people are pointing their finger at the CIA for trying to delay them or cover them up or whatever words it is that you want to use.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, they were supposed to already be out there. But,
yeah. But anyway, it's so many years later, but, you know.
Right.
We'll never know who really did the killing.
No, we won't, because they're probably already dead themselves.
Absolutely.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much for your call. We'll see if anyone...
All right, you're welcome.
Yep, you take care and keep listening. Okay. Kyle, then what do you think about that?
Well, we appreciate Roy's call very much. That's a real direct connection there to,
sure.
to the school book depository building on that day in 1963. And that's right. This notion of the grassy knoll has been there for a long time, that the Zapruder film is, I think, the primary reason why that persists. The very fact that it was actually recorded by Mr. Zapruder means that we actually have a record of this event, at that time that this just likely was not going to be the case. But of course, Captain, again, you've got so many questions about it, there are all these different theories. One of them, I think somebody wrote a book saying that one of the Secret Service officers accidentally shot John F. Kennedy. So you have a myriad of these different kinds of of theories, but unfortunately, we just don't have the right one.
Yeah, they may never know, but it's interesting that they keep coming up with this stuff, and we'll just see what happens. Now, the new Twitter files, part 6, the drop from journalist Matt Taibbi on Friday, sheds some more new light on an otherwise unfolding landscape of how the FBI was in constant contact with the tech giant to censor in a pervasive manner, almost unilaterally, users on the right, some on the left, but nonetheless both users big and small. The hashtag Twitter files are revealing more and more every day about how the government collects, analyzes, and flags your social media content. Now, Taibbi writes, Twitter's contact with the FBI was constant, was constant and pervasive, as well as if it was like they were operating as a subsidiary. Now, that's interesting.
Well, it's interesting because when you and I were growing up, I'm sure, Captain, and people listening to the program, when they were growing up, everybody sort of had this notion that in the United States of America, you had free speech, or you have the ability to express yourself. That's First Amendment.
We did.
And places like the Soviet Union would be the ones that would make sure that only the party-approved message would go out through Pravda, that sort of thing. And we would marvel at that, and we'd say, how is it possible that this could actually be happening in another country to real people? They're having the wool pulled over their eyes. Because in America, we can learn about
anything we want to learn. We can say anything we want. Obviously, we understand no fire in a crowded movie house kind of a thing. We get that. But the idea is that you should be able to discern and have access to anything that anybody wants to talk about or say. And for the government to be that closely involved, I think, should be terrifying to all Americans. But the sad part is, Captain, is that I think you've got a lot of, especially the younger generation, and I say this, you know, with some real sadness here, that seem to think that, well, no, you need to have the disinformation people watching out for what's being transmitted. But in the marketplace of ideas, I mean, this isn't pretty. You know, this great experiment of ours isn't pretty, but it's so very significant to our progress as a free nation.
Speaking of experiments, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin is acting very coy on the switching of himself as a Democrat to the Republicans. He's not saying he's not going to do it. He's not saying he's going to do it. But it kind of looks like he's leaving the door wide open.
Well, and quite frankly, because the idea of the rough and tumble world of politics, I think he's probably waiting to see what can he get. You know, what's it going to be worth his while to do something like that really in the long run? So he may be waiting to see. You know, both sides will have to sort of court him at this point.
Well, I bet he gets more than what he's getting from the Democrats.
Well, exactly right, and that's because. Just like, you know, not all that long ago, Republicans weren't necessarily monolithic, but Democrats weren't necessarily monolithic, but now you sort of have to be monolithic or you can't be a Democrat. You know, even Joe Biden, his positions that Joe Biden would have had back in the day would never fly today. Bill Clinton couldn't get nominated to be the president, you know, to be the nominee.
Mm-hmm.
Things have changed that much. And certainly John Kennedy would be unrecognizable to modern-day Democrats.
Now, the Reno mayor, Hillary Shive, has sued somebody. I don't know who it is. It doesn't tell me, but that's a secret yet, I guess, after finding a tracking device underneath her vehicle.
Yes, this is huge. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, this is number one, a public official, a mayor nonetheless, looking at a private investigator, evidently, and the company that they work for after they found that tracking device. So the reason is why and what's going on. That's a violation of your privacy.
Now, current senator from Pennsylvania, Pat Toomey, has told the incoming senator, Mr. Fetterman, don't blow up the Senate by killing the filibuster.
But Fetterman was told to go out and say repeatedly, we're going to end the filibuster.
That's what he said.
Yeah, and that's not good for anybody. That's really, you know, that's not a good thing.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Monday morning, Monday morning. And we look forward to being able to talk to you on the return. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Former Phoenix Suns and New York Knicks star Amari Stoudemire is facing a misdemeanor battery charge after he allegedly hit one of his teenage daughters in the face. Miami-Dade County court records show that Stoudemire, 40, was arrested early Sunday and later released on a $1,500 bond with a no-contact order issued. The Miami Herald, citing the police report, said Stoudemire struck one of his two teenage daughters during an argument at his Miami home Saturday night. The 6'10", 255-pound Stoudemire confronted the girl and accused her of being disrespectful to his mother during a phone call. When she denied it, he told her, "You're talking back again," and punched her in the jaw, leaving her bleeding, the report says. Avatar: The Way of Water is this week's top movie in the U.S. and Canada. James Cameron's sequel to his 2009 blockbuster earned $134 million in its debut weekend in North American theaters. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said.
You bet. Tell them the captain sent you. Now, here's the deal, folks. Harold's Mile, and I'll spell it out for you so you make sure you can find it on the internet when I give you the website. Harold's Mile is spelled H-E-R-O-E-S. That's H-E-R-O-E-S, mile.com. That is the website. Now, you can go to the website, check them out, see what they have to offer, and you will be amazed. They do the same sort of things there that the veterans does, the VA. They take care of PTSD patients. They take care of folks that have TBI. They take care of people that are having suicidal tendencies and or just problems that they can't seem to handle on their own. Plus, they also help people with their finances, and they help people with their relationships. Maybe you're having trouble at home and don't understand why with your wife or girlfriend or whatever. And they'll work with you, and they'll help you with all that. And it's best part of it is, it's just like going to the VA, only these are guys and gals just like you. They've walked a mile in your shoes, they've served in the military, and they get it. They understand it. They've been where you've been. who better to talk to than those folks? So give them a shot. Give them a shot. Call them at 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. Or go to the website, heroesmile.com. Heroes is H-E-R-O-E-S, heroesmile.com. Either way, go over there, check them out, and I'm sure you're going to like what you see and the way they treat you. That's the deal. This is military helping military and first responders helping first responders, because many of these guys and gals went on to become first responders. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, we've got Iron Mike here in Tampa that wants to talk to us about the Kennedy assassination from a different standpoint because he was there. Okay, Iron Mike, tell us what you want to tell us.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I was working in McKinney, Texas, about 30 miles north of Dallas, and I had the afternoon off, and this was 4 weeks after the assassination, and I drove there, and I got to the bookbindery building, as they told me, in the plant where it'd be, and I walked up to the, I think it was the sixth floor, but I'm not sure of that, and I walked actually into the room, and the window was open. There was no, you would think it was a crime scene and they would keep it, thing. There was people on that floor doing construction work, and I don't know if they were making a museum out of it, but nobody in that room, and there were some placards in there, but I sat on the ledge where it was, where the shot was supposed to be fired, and I looked through a very large oak tree. And at that time, 4 weeks prior to that, it would have had some leaves because they have later fallen, what I was used to. The other thing is that some of the fellows that had military experience, Army experience, in your sessions on Tuesday said that he was not rated as high as far as his weapons as the press said that, so you know he wasn't that good of a marksman, but the thing is that here was all you had to do was walk in the door, take the elevator up, walk into the room, and you'd think that they'd have that sealed off as a crime scene. But anyway, it made a lot of questions.
Well, the way they did things back then, the way they do them now, is totally different.
Yeah. Well, I actually liked, you know, I'm very conservative, as you know, but I actually liked Kennedy, other than the Bay of Pigs situation. When I was in the office. In Michigan, I walked into a room where there was a radio playing, and they announced the death of Kennedy, and I walked into the next room to some of the employees, and I went to speak, and the first and only time I actually lost my voice. I was in total shock. Anyway,
okay.
That angle there isn't a frontal thing, as your previous caller said. You know, he was saying that he was shot directly in the face or the back of the head or whatever. That angle there was probably 45 degrees.
Okay, well, let's continue what we're doing, and I appreciate the call, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, the professor might have some comments on that.
We'll find out in a minute here. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, Kyle, what do you think?
No, I appreciate it very much, Iron Mike. And, I think so many people admired John F. Kennedy while he was in office, of course. And I think one of the main questions is, what kind of a world would we have had if John Kennedy went on to finish out his first term and then perhaps even win a second term? He seemed to be on the way to do that, but he was going to Texas because he needed to shore up support. But what kind of a world would we have had? We just don't know the answer to that question. But But the optimism and the new quality that he brought to the presidency, the literal passing of the torch at that time, we'll just never know.
Okay, a couple stories coming out of Ukraine. Number one, the Ukrainian ambassador saying that air defense is the only way to stop Russia's attacks. Really? Air defense?
Well, I'm sure that that's part of it, but it seems to me too, Captain, that they've been making some progress in other ways.
Good artillery, good heavy military equipment, good tanks. We'll take out their tanks. We've been watching this. We've been watching what they've been doing with the TOW missile batteries and whatnot, where they just point across the valley, seeing the tank coming at them, and take it out. And, I mean, the Russians can't outrun that stuff. They just can't.
Right. Well, the Ukrainian forces seem to have been very effective, as we've seen.
If they were the Ukrainians that were using them.
Right.
Okay. We don't know that for sure, because there's a lot of training going on over there by American forces, and we do not know the exact number, nor are we supposed to, I guess. Now, Ukraine's Zelensky has called for a global peace summit in a new video message he's got out there. Think you'll get it?
Well, I know that there's support for trying to help Ukraine in the war and so forth. But a global peace summit, we'll have to see. I don't know that the American president would go to such a thing off the top of my head. But stranger things have happened.
Never mind that. The Russian president wouldn't.
Well, of course not. Of course not. And, you know, you talk about, Captain, again, how the Ukrainian, those forces in Ukraine, whomever they may be, are being very effective. That's got to go into Putin's calculus as well. That's why he keeps throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, into this thing. How long can he do it? I think that's a legitimate question.
Okay, now, moving along. The DHS Secretary Mayorkas, they're strongly trying to put together a case to get rid of him, impeach him, and it would have precedent if they're able to do that. And I believe it needs to happen sooner rather than later. What do you think?
Well, it would begin the ball rolling, as it were, because there are legitimate reasons to go for impeachment here. Different than, well, give us the Congress and we'll impeach Biden, sort of a thing. But I think going after Mayorkas for dereliction and so forth because of the border crisis and what's happening is a very visible, very tangible, very practical thing that the American people can, I think, see very clearly on that.
Now, it's estimated right now that there are anywhere from 20,000 to 50,000 migrants packed along the border, the Mexican-U.S. border. We'll have to continue that at another time, but it's estimated there's that many packed along about a 100-mile stretch of the border. When we come back, folks, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is what we're coming back with. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming your way on a Monday morning. We're going to let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Groove Line by a group called Heatwave. Kyle, you remember that song?
I do, and those are the same. That's the same group that did Boogie Nights we had on the program just the other night.
So yeah, it is, and right. This is the flip side of that same record.
I love it.
And they had two hits with each one of these, the one and the other, and they were both that grooving sound when they were just getting down with what was going on. And this was back in the early '80s. So,
If I had to guess, I'm going to say 78. Somewhere in there. Yeah.
Yeah, the other one was 78. This one is 1980, it says on the record. I'm looking at the record thing here.
Cool.
All right, tell us what's going on out west. I see some weather.
All right, that's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, last hour we were talking about these very significant wind chill factors. We'll tell you about those. But we also want to tell you about some things happening in our mountain passes, our key mountain passes. Number one, Snoqualmie Pass up on I-90. Chains are required right now. They've got snow and slush on the roadway. So don't forget, you'll be hanging iron if you're going up Snoqualmie tonight. 16 degrees, that's how cold it is right now on Donner Pass. And they're reading fog, so that can only mean one thing. That fog is freezing fog. So you definitely want to be careful with that, no doubt about it. Now, as you mentioned about the wind chill factors earlier, we've got those wind chill factors in eastern Wyoming. Could be 50 to 65 degrees below zero. This is going to be in the Cheyenne area, and, of course, as you come up I-80, you're definitely going to have snow as you head up towards Elk Mountain there. It's incredibly cold. This extends up into Montana as well. It might be just a teensy-weensy bit less of a wind chill in that area, but it is way below zero. So you got to be careful as you go through there. Incredibly, incredibly cold. Dense fog persists. Dense fog advisory, that is, Interstate 5 in Northern California, down from Redding down to Stockton. And then we've got continuing dense fog advisory and a freeze warning in the California Central Valley tonight. So please do be careful out there.
Well, of course, you know, we're going to have some heavy snow continuing. The last of the snow from last week, it's way over in Maine right now. While heavy lake effect snow will continue over western and north central New York into Monday night. Now, we're going to be talking about several feet of snow, especially north of Syracuse going up to Watertown through the snow belt area up there. So be advised, you may have some difficulty trying to get from point A to B if you're going that away towards Canada or coming down out of Canada. Now, also, lake effect of snow between Buffalo and Ripley, New York, right now. And that's going to continue during the course of the day. Now, as Kyle was mentioning, Arctic air is working south into the northern plains. Dangerous wind chill temperatures as low as 60 below zero are possible over the northern plains the next 2, 3, or maybe even 4 days. We're talking about North Dakota. We're talking about South Dakota. We're talking about Nebraska. We're talking about Minnesota. We're talking about Iowa. We're talking about Wisconsin. We could be talking about northern Michigan as well as the northern part of Illinois and Indiana and Ohio, but it's going to get absolutely miserable. It is imperative, ladies and gentlemen, if you're running up there with a truck, if you can put the 50-50 blend in somewhere around Tennessee or Kentucky, or at the very least put 35 gallons or so of kerosene in your tanks, each one, before you get up into that weather. If you don't do that, and you don't have heated tanks, you're going to freeze up. You're going to freeze up, I guarantee it. Your crossover lines will freeze up, and then you'll be stuck. And the only thing they can do is tow you in and put you in a heated shop and literally defrost the fuel, because you'll have ice in it and everything else if you don't do what I'm telling you. So you need. And if you don't know how to do it, ask your dispatcher. If he doesn't know, ask your broker. If they don't know, ask somebody in a repair shop. But get it done before you get up in this weather. It's going to be extremely, extremely dangerous. Okay. Kyle, we've got the cold weather coming south into Florida, so it's going to get miserable here. 48 degrees right now where I'm at, colder than that to the north of me, of course. But tell us about the Pilot and Flying J real quick, and then we got to run.
Well, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com, and you're going to find their locations function there. Pull into the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center, get something hot to drink, something hot to eat, and save on fuel simply by joining the My Rewards Plus app, and you can start earning points, all good other kind of great offers and so forth, pilotflyingj.com.
Okay, and Kyle, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show, and for more, you can go to his website, kylewarrenshow.com. All right, now basking in the sun and the warmth of the northern tundra up just north of me is none other than Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Yes, are you nice and toasty?
46 degrees.
I know, it's going to get colder.
I know.
Yep, by the weekend, but about 20 or 30 miles north of you, it's in the 30s and 20s further north you go.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And if you really want to talk cold, I just got done talking about the 60 below wind chill factor temperatures from Nebraska up to North Dakota, all the way to the Canadian line. What a mess.
Well, I mean, it's not their first rodeo.
No, but the people that go up there, the newer drivers, have no understanding of the fact that you can't run up there with just, well, we'll throw 5 gallons of fuel in here, conditioner in here, and we'll be fine. No, you won't. No, you won't. You got to put the number one.
Well, the other thing is how people are affording home heating fuel.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how that's going.
I don't either. Okay, well, speaking of how it's going, once again, these Twitter files are bringing a lot of notoriety out there. Certainly all weekend long, that's all people have been talking about is Twitter, Twitter, Twitter.
Well, it's now a proven fact that really Twitter became FBI informants. That's
yeah.
Where we are. The FBI was running Twitter, and
right.
Twitter was allowing that to happen. And we have no idea yet, and I'm not sure that we will, of what the FBI was asking Twitter, other than to suspend or terminate accounts, what they were offering up in direct messages from interactions with people that use Twitter. So there could have been some people that Twitter was looking at and said, hey, you might want to go look at this person. You might want to go look at this person.
Sure.
So, I mean, virtually Twitter was an informant.
Yep. And now Twitter came out with a new policy yesterday. You cannot share anything from Facebook, Instagram, and there's about 6 or 7 other places you cannot share it on Twitter.
The link to
yeah.
them.
The link. Yep. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, see all the things she writes about. Meantime, we'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.